Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
Welcome in, everybody, to this edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you are with me. Some of you came to see us yesterday during the radio show. Appreciate all of you for coming out. We had a lot of fun at College Corner. Speaking of, I'm going to have some things to give away to you from College Corner throughout the course of the football season. CollegeCornerStore.com, by the way, is their website. If you're not in Oxford or you're not in the Jackson area and you want to check out some Ole Miss gear, that's the place to do it. But stay tuned because, again, throughout the season, I've got a bunch of stuff from College Corner. We're going to do some giveaways throughout the season. A lot of post-game show giveaways. I think that's my idea. But anyway, had a great time. Really nice to talk to a lot of you. Had a lot of fun. It's a great store. Great people there. And so stay tuned because I've got some stuff for you from there. Today, though, we're doing a couple of things. One, usually every Friday on the radio show, we do a segment called Two Questions. It's something that I came up with like 8 years ago, and we've just stuck with it. And they are very simple. It's like the last preview of the game. If Ole Miss is going to beat their opponent, they absolutely must do what? If they're going to beat their opponent, they absolutely cannot do what? Those are the two questions. It's like a final thought of here's the most important thing that they have to do, etc. Now, with Furman, it is a little bit different. So we're going to modify them just a bit. And then I'm going to play for you our conversation with Keith Carter yesterday. So I know I promised Walker Jones he had to reschedule with us, but Keith sat down with us, really good conversation. We talked about sustainability, you know, everybody pulling the rope in the same direction, stuff like that. Very good conversation with Keith. You will also see and hear Hey Dad as well, because obviously he was with me yesterday. We also had a great conversation with Chris Beard. I will bring that to you on Monday. So I'll have that for you on Monday, because we'll do Keith Carter today. We'll do post-game show tomorrow. We'll do regular Sunday live stream on Sunday. And I'll bring a special edition, my conversation with Chris Beard. I'll bring that to you on Monday. He was really good, and it was a really good conversation. So be on the lookout for that. But before we do anything else, I want to please invite you to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get them. If you have not already, search Rebel Report wherever you get your podcasts. I know a lot of you listen on the website. Go to your phone, pull out your favorite podcast app, search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. If you're watching on YouTube, I still want you to subscribe to the podcast feed, but also like the video, subscribe to the channel, and leave a comment as well. I would love to see and hear from you. Also, really enjoyed my conversation with Clay Hendricks yesterday. Hope you guys liked that. And before we get into two questions, I want to tell you that this podcast is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. Injuries sometimes in life, unfortunately, are unavoidable. If it does happen to you, if you have been personally injured, or you may have like a small business situation where you need legal advice, or a contract dispute, possibly. So personal injury, small business legal advice, or contract disputes, DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm has got you covered. He's in Saltillo, Mississippi, but if you're in this state, he can serve you. And you're not just a number with the Gregory Law Firm and DJ Gregory. He will build a relationship with you because it's more than just trying to crank out cases with him. He will take care of you on a personal level. That's what DJ Gregory does. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, here's the number, 662-397-9799. Do not delay. If you need this help, personal injury, small business, contract disputes, 662-397-9799. Save that number. You may not need them today, but there is a chance that you will down the road. DJ Gregory presenting the Rebel Report. So two questions for Furman, modified, and then we'll get to the Keith Carter interview. Ole Miss absolutely must do what if they want to win the game? Frankly, show up. But what must happen for Saturday to be a success for Ole Miss? And I think it's very simple. Execute early. Provide yourself the opportunity to protect the starters and play a lot of guys. So you saw it with NC State last night. NC State played Western Carolina, an opponent of Furman's, by the way, in the same conference as Furman, the Catamounts from Cullowhee, North Carolina. NC State didn't execute early. Grayson McCall threw an early interception. Western Carolina scored a touchdown almost immediately after the interception, and then it was game on. They provided the Catamounts some hope, and they had to fight for four quarters to win that game. Now, they ultimately won that game, but Ole Miss needs to come out sharp, execute early, punch Furman in the mouth, get control of the game so you can play Walker Howard. You can play Austin Simmons. You can get a lot of looks on the offensive and defensive lines. You can see what you have at 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 wide receiver. You can get touches for all of your running backs. You can rotate a lot of guys and get a lot of looks. And as we've talked about, it's Furman. Drawing real conclusions from this game would be a mistake. Like, big picture conclusions would be a mistake, but that would be a success, is if they are able to execute early, get, you know, put up big numbers and put a bunch of points on the board, and then get everybody out and protect everybody and get a lot of looks for a lot of different guys. Just minimize the amount of snaps that your starters have to take, because on the flip side, Ole Miss absolutely cannot do what NC State did last night. Tomorrow would be a failure, is even if they win the game, but it happens to go down that way. NC State didn't execute early. They made some early mistakes, kept Western Carolina in it, and they had a dogfight on their hands. Now, I think Ole Miss is a lot better than NC State, but still, you've seen this in the past in FCS games and G5 games, where if you don't execute and give them hope, things can get weird. The Louisiana Monroe game last year for Ole Miss was one of those. Now, that was not the season opener. Ole Miss had been banged up, and I understand the context of that game, but that's what Ole Miss cannot do. You cannot provide Furman hope by making early mistakes. Get out, execute, punch them in the mouth, play a lot of guys, continue to protect your starters and get a lot of looks. That would be what makes tomorrow a success or a failure for Ole Miss. Really that simple. These will get more serious as the opponents get more serious down the road. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online. ABSMS.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So if you're a Mississippi business and you need technology in the office, whatever it is, if it's tech in the office, anything from cloud storage, data security to copiers and printers, ABSMS.com is the website. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. The podcast is also brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Their online banking platform is pretty awesome. It's a one-stop shop. You don't need multiple apps to do whatever it is you want to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. All right, here it is now. Really good conversation with Ole Miss Athletics Director Keith Carter, talking about sustainability, among other things. Really good conversation. You'll see and hear Hey Dad as well. Hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you on the other side.
Let's start here. Football season Saturday, obviously. Is it a relief that it's finally here, or is now when the anxiety may not be the right word, but does that ramp up, or are you more relaxed now that it's actually here?
I think anxiety is a good word. I mean, that's a good one. That's a good way to put it. You know, I think that it's a little bit of both. I mean, I was telling somebody earlier, and I've been saying this all week since the student athletes have been back. Like, you know, this summer's been a hard summer. Just a lot of minutia with, you know, House versus the NCAA, and where's the rev share going, and just, you know, where's the future of college athletics going. We spent a ton of time with other ADs, and you know, kind of working through those type of things. So it's really fun to have everybody back on campus. Some competition. We've had soccer already, volleyball is about to kick up, obviously football on Saturday, but it's just fun to have the student athletes back. It kind of reminds you why you do it, you know, and so it's just been fun. And obviously huge weekend in Oxford with the concert and then in the football game on Saturday night. And I mean, there's some pressure this year with football, you know. I mean, it's what, you know, Lane and I talked about, you know, 4 years ago when we made the hire, was getting to this point, being relevant nationally and having a chance to go win a national championship, and we got that opportunity.
On that note, so Lane Kiffin talked about it in a press conference where he said that the staff that he's been able to build beyond the assistants, obviously, is Alabama-esque, and then an ESPN article comes out today where Joe Judge is being quoted as what it's like working with Lane Kiffin, and he was an NFL head coach and Bill Belichick's special teams coordinator. It's a totally different thing. How have you been able to invest in football the way that you have? I mean, the financial commitment that Ole Miss is putting in football, correct me if I'm wrong, is unlike anything the school's ever done relative to their peers. How are you able to do it?
Well, you know, I think we realized early on that, you know, and we've always known this, but I think with, when Lane got here, you know, he realized we were doing some things really well and we were doing some things maybe not as well. We were a little bit behind, you know, with our SEC peers, and we worked hard to kind of improve on those things, and that takes resources. You know, it takes resources to hold on to him. It takes resources to bring in great coaches and, you know, build great facilities and do all those things. But I think we, you know, we realize that football's got to be really good. You know, we've got to be good. We've got to put resources there. Obviously, the trickle down to all of our other sports and our department in general. The chancellor's been fantastic. You know, he's a guy that really understands athletics and the value to the institution. So he's been very, very supportive and allowed us to do some things that maybe we haven't been able to do in the past. So, but, you know, it's one of those things that I think that, again, we've talked about getting to this point. It's been a lot of hard work, mainly from Lane and the staff, and obviously the student athletes. Our fans have been great. The donors have stepped up in a huge way. The collective's done great. So it's just been a kind of a good perfect storm that's all kind of hopefully going to culminate here with winning a lot of games this year.
We get this text message. I want to get your take on it. It says, Keith Carter is full of it if he thinks the money they spent this year is sustainable.
Oh, that went through? My bad. I thought I was texting you.
So to ask in a non-condescending way, is this sustainable? What you're investing in football with Lane Kiffin, is that sustainable?
Well, here's the thing, and I've heard that, you know, that question, and we've asked ourselves that question. You know, is what we've been able to do and kind of get to this point, are we going to hit at a peak and not be able to sustain it? You know, it's interesting, when the rev share starts and the 22%, it's actually going to be more than we're spending now in football, you know, so on our growth collective and those type of things. So I think it is. I mean, can we find this perfect storm of great returners with Jackson and Trey and Piggies and all those guys, and then a perfect storm of portal and freshmen? I don't know. I mean, that we've got an incredible, you know, balance and mix of great players. Our team chemistry in the locker room's great, you know, all those things. But as far as having the resources to do it, absolutely we can continue to do it.
I had Zach Selman on with me a few weeks ago, and I asked him this question. I said, we've changed the sport of college football more in the last 5 years than it changed in the previous 100. Do you think that we're going to get to a point where we can just take a breath and maybe have a season or two where nothing really major happens and there's not any major changes? I don't think we're done evolving the sport of college football. Are we at a point where maybe it's going to slow down a little bit?
Yeah, I think it could, and I love Zach. He and I have gotten off to a great, you know, start with his tenure at Mississippi State. He's a great guy, and you know, I think that I hope that's the case. I think there's still a little bit of a bumpy road to get to that. I think we've probably got another 12 to 24 months. We've got to obviously figure out where the house case, you know, finishes up and all of that. But I do think that there's a window in there where we can hopefully operate in some sort of manner that is consistent, at least for maybe 4 or 5 years. But, you know, with so much litigation, so many things that are happening right now, it's hard to say. And, you know, I think that's kind of back to the very first question. We've been bogged down in that so much over the past, you know, 3, 4, 6 months, whatever that is. It's just time to play some football, play some other sports, and try to, you know, again, get back to the center of why we do it.
We just had Coach Beard on, and I told him that even from my perspective, it feels like the Ole Miss fan base is as united as maybe any in college football. Everybody kind of pulling the rope in the same direction. Do you feel that as the athletic director? Do you feel like when you talk to your fans, we're all on the same page, we all have the same goals, and nobody's trying to work outside of us?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel like right now we are pulling the rope the same direction. You know, we'll see if we can continue that as we go through football season and through the next few years. But, you know, I think that's what it takes, whether you're at Ole Miss or you're at Mississippi State, you know, a smaller institution relative to some of our peers. It does take everybody pulling the same direction, and we haven't always had that at Ole Miss. You know, we've had some factions and some people going in different directions, and right now we're trending in a very positive way, and I think Coach Kiffin and having coaches like Beard and Yo and Bianco, you know, that's been a big part of that. But, yeah, it feels good, and hopefully we can keep it up.
He mentioned they are doing another Tad Pad game. Are we going to get you to suit up this year?
I don't know.
Socks.
Yeah, the socks are in the drawer. I don't know. Those are coming back. But, you know, that's a really cool thing. I didn't realize how much fun and how much nostalgia I would have with that last year. Obviously, one of my teams was able to come back, and one of my coaches and Coach Rob Evans. But it was really fun. We'll honor Bob Weltlich this year, and was a great era of Ole Miss basketball as well. So that'll be a lot of fun.
You mentioned the house settlement, and I know there's still a lot of questions, and I saw an article on the way up here. Don't text and drive. that mentioned that it's being challenged already, that there's a group that wants to make sure it doesn't happen. But is there an answer on when revenue sharing starts, who gets it?
Not really. Not yet. You know, again, there's some hurdles to get over to get the case to settlement. Everybody's saying if things go as planned, we're talking March, April of next year, and hopefully the case would settle. We know that if that's the case, then the rev share would start with, you know, fiscal year 26, July 1 of 2025. But we don't know yet how we can distribute that revenue. You know, that's something we're working on every day, and it'll obviously, you know, kind of come out when the case is settled. But we're looking at all those different scenarios. Do you have to base it 50-50 based on Title IX with 50% going to the women's sports, 50% to the men? Does it follow the revenue, which is more your men, you know, your football, men's basketball, those type of things? So we're looking at all those different scenarios, and I think really every athletics department in the country is doing a lot of those exercises to figure out, hey, when we do know, here's exactly how we're going to implement it.
We get every time we bring this up, we get asked, well, does this mean that stadium projects are done? And our answer, our less educated than your answer, is for now. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I mean, we still know we've got to do things with facilities. We're just trying to figure out where we're going to land with this. I think it's probably another, again, year to 2 years before we would probably engage in a meaningful way in a big capital project. We've got some things that we want to try to do on a smaller scale. And I think the other thing it's going to force us to do is to get creative with revenue. You know, where do we find different revenue streams? Can we sneak into the private sector and bring in dollars from there that we haven't been able to do before and build these bigger projects? So I think we're all looking at what that could look like, knowing that the rev share is the priority.
I think everybody hopes that we get to a point where NIL and whatever your loyalty foundation, Bulldog Club, whatever you want to call it, are connected. And fans can donate, and the money gets to the players, and the fans can also get some benefits out of it that they're not getting right now with NIL. What does that look like for you in a few years? Do you think that's going to happen? And then what does it look like from an administrative perspective?
Yeah, I do. I think that's going to happen at some point. And you know, I think we've been very lucky to have a great relationship with our collective here. You know, I think that whether it's the collective or a third party that's kind of, you know, spins out of the collective, we'll have a relationship with them as we move forward when the rev share starts. But yeah, I mean that's the key, Brian. We got to get to where, you know, our fans and donors can donate into the foundation. They can get the tax deduction. They can get the priority points. They can do all those type of things, and then we can send that money and support the athletics department as we get into rev share. And then we got to find new revenue streams too. I mean, that's a huge key. We're in a major exercise in the athletic department right now, thinking of those things and also tightening the belt, you know, trying to find some ways that we can, you know, cut down some of the fat and try to do some cost.
And that was Keith Carter. Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Enjoy your football weekend, Ole Miss Furman, coming up from Vaught Hemingway. Going to be a really good crowd. Maybe not every seat sold, because as you can imagine, Furman, of their allotment of 5,000 returned, I would guess, like 4,700 of them. So it's hard to sell that many tickets to an FCS game, sort of last minute. But the crowd's probably going to be really good, and looking forward to seeing that, looking forward to talking to you guys post-game. So we will go live basically the second the game ends, or if it's like a super blowout, like in the fourth quarter, then we'll go ahead and fire it up and go live then. But anyway, I will see you tomorrow night, post-game show, Ole Miss and Furman. Football is back. I will talk to you guys then. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe if you're traveling to Oxford and going to the game, because I want to see you on Saturday night. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.